MFO in Medford, Rise, and the Ragged Company is the name of his band. We're going to play a lot of music before that. Here's new stuff by, actually this isn't new, new songs on the second song. This is old stuff by a band called Girl School. I don't know if I said at the top that this is WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. You just heard Girl School with Tonight, and now new stuff. Well, it came out this year, anyway, by a band called The Drowns.
Go!
All right, that was New Stuff by Dave Strong, a song called Where I Should Go. Hook and Mancini Band was Set My Sights off her debut release with that band. Gretchen Shea in the Middle Eight with Little Armies. I think that's the radio debut for Little Armies. I'm sure it'll be on quite a bit here at MFO, though. And a band called The Drowns with Just the Way She Goes. Nate Perry's going to be in about, 15, 20 minutes. Parking's tough out there, so we'll see when he gets here. It's a band called Cold Years.
Except chuck, milk, and whiskey. And I've only got them 'cause you brought them over. We ended up singing Whitney all night. Then we went and walked through a drive-thru. Bought burritos for each hand. I guess you could say, as my granddaddy said, that I've busted up my give a damn. And I know that I'm broke. And I know that I'm blue. These are the days that I will remember. Remind me to myself be true. Sofa. I've been crying for 3 or 4 days. Tore off the cushions, found dollars and quarters, and we bought us some hard lemonade. spinach sheets. The nurse will walk in, take a look at your face, turn up your last dose of morphine. Except shock and milk and whiskey, $5 and quarters, 2 mission burritos, and a pickup without a backseat. We'll drive on down to the ocean, peeling oranges as we sing.
WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. You just heard Mark Linden, the Unloved, song called Lost, off The Last Bastion. Before that, Amyl and the Sniffers with Do It, Do It, off of Cartoon Darkness. Gene Champagne with Let's Jet, off the Let's Jet EP. Mercy Bell with Chocolate Milk and Whiskey. Cold Years with Kicking and Screaming, off Goodbye to Misery. 7:33, I'll be up after a few songs with Nate Perry, and I'm going to play some new Japan Droids right now, and we'll be back in about, as I said, about 10 minutes with those guys. WMFO in Medford.
This just in, you're beginning again. Done doing the dance for an ungrateful audience. Logging off tonight and leaving them all behind. Oh, they so serious about you acting all mysterious. Not knowing you're not running away, just going.
Oh!
WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. Let me tell you what I just played. Just heard Black Joe Lewis with My Blood Ain't Running Right. Bricks and Mortar with this One's For You. Can't say the name of this band because of FCC, but song was called Teenage Problems. Diablo Gato with Fire and Powder. Japan Droids, Fugitive Summer. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I think I got through that quick enough. What's up, guys?
Hello.
How's it going?
Good, good. Thanks for coming in. This is Nate Perry and the Ragged Company band. Is that right?
Nate Perry and Ragged Company.
And Ragged Company.
We got two, three-fifths of the band here today.
Yeah, yeah. We're the guys who sing. This is Nate Perry here. We got Connor to my right and Ollie to my left.
Thanks for coming in. So a little bit before we play off something, I'll talk about your new release, a little about your background. Where'd you guys grow up?
I guess all around here. I grew up in a small town called Deerfield, New Hampshire.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and so near Concord, if you're not aware. And I spent my entire childhood there and then went to high school in Concord and then right out of Concord joined the Army and did that for several years. And then got out after deciding that probably wasn't the best fit for me. And I started chasing music and bands and stuff, and I ran into some really good musicians who luckily let me join their band.
And how many years did you do the Army thing?
5 officially,
oh,
yeah.
All right.
I joined when I was 17. So
it wasn't just for a cup of coffee.
It was the real thing.
Right? You weren't just boom. You weren't just there and out.
Well, I wasn't away, but yeah. I mean, I did the whole thing, yeah. Honor of discharge and all that jazz, but yeah, yeah. So it just—I mean, I decided right away that that wasn't going to be like the career. I enjoyed it for what it was, and thankfully I didn't deploy to any combat zones or anything. So,
yeah.
101st Airborne.
See that live? We got fire engines, ambulances going by.
Yeah.
So were you writing prior to the Army thing, or?
So I started playing guitar because I never got into sports.
Okay.
And I needed something to do, so I started playing guitar in, like, 5th grade. And then I was like, wow, this is hard, so I stopped for, like, 2 years. And
that's why I chose the bass.
Yeah. And then everybody started getting really good at sports, and I needed something to do, so I went back into guitar. And I really fell for, like, Bruce Springsteen's songs and music when I started getting older and stuff like that. And I figured, like, that's what I got to do. And for several other reasons, I joined the Army instead. And I got lucky enough to get stationed in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, which is an hour north of Nashville, Tennessee.
Wow.
So if you want a music education, that's a good place to go. And so every week, every Friday night, I would drive down, me and a bunch of guys from the squad, down in my busted Impala, down to Broadway, and we just go and watch the bands, like the cover bands, but those are, they're like elite cover bands. These guys are, yeah, are pros. And I would go, and like they'd all be partying and drinking and stuff, and you know, I was too, but like, the right thing was, I was watching the bands play.
Yeah.
And I was getting really frustrated in like a, you know, healthy, productive way, but I was like, that's what I want to be doing. I don't want to do this anymore, you know. So for three solid years, I was watching these guys play on stage, and I was like, I have to do that. And got out of the Army, came back to Concord, just kind of regrouped, figured out what I was going to do, and started chasing that dream kind of right away. And so that's when I started writing songs, to answer your question.
So after you got out.
Yeah. Long-winded answer, bro.
You mentioned Springsteen. That's you hit home with me. I've seen the guy, I think, 70 times.
Nice.
I'm a bit of a fanatic, but I'm not gonna talk for an hour about him. But Nebraska.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. And those are the albums I'm listening to, and it's like, well, this guy's doing this. So yeah. I mean, obviously, I can too, right?
Right.
I mean,
he can't sing. He's not that good.
Just him and a guitar. Yeah.
I can handle that.
But I mean, yeah, and it's the storytelling thing.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that bit me so much. It's like that you can tell a story about just an American character, and oftentimes a flawed American character.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And it's just, it's so powerful in a way that a lot of other singer-songwriters just didn't really hit me in the same way. And there was a lot going on. Like, my father was really into Bruce Springsteen, my uncles. So it was almost like a coming-of-age thing in my own life to start listening to that kind of music. And funny enough, a lot of his songs are about growing up and coming of age and all that.
Oh, yeah. We could be at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
But yeah,
turn into a show about that.
And he's all about, like, I don't know if you read his book, but he's all about dealing with his own depressions. He's an open.
Yeah.
But anyway, enough. All right, we'll get off of that. So is you other guys, were you in bands prior to this?
Yeah, I was. I'm Connor Milligan. I'm the bass player and backing vocals. I've been in quite a few bands, kind of in the Boston area. I grew up in Haverhill, so north of the city.
Yep.
Grew up with kind of that North Shore music scene. Came here to school. I went to Suffolk. I wanted to be a doctor, and I'm not that now.
The doctor.
Yeah, I wanted to be a doctor.
One worked out.
Yeah, majored in psychology and biology, and I can't tell you how much I'm doing with that today, playing bass. But no, I mean, I played in all the Boston music scene. I played with these guys for just a little stint called Jack Romanov back in the day. That ended up being, I met Nick Akins, who's a wonderful vocalist through that band. We put together a band that, I was part of a band called Somerset. We were with Nick Akins on the vocals and everything. So there, a couple of friends who, oddly enough, needed bass players over at Berkeley. I was kind of the transplant into that. But then, yeah, took a couple years off for some health stuff and for COVID and everything like that, and actually wound up meeting Nate and our guitarist Mike, who couldn't be here tonight, but met them through Instagram, actually.
Really?
They shot me a message, and they were like, hey, we realize your bands haven't been posting in a while. Like, are you guys still active? What's going on? And, went in for basically an audition two Augusts ago, summer of 2022. And we've been doing it ever since.
Yeah, that was a one and done. It was you got the job pretty much.
So you guys weren't like childhood friends. You just came together via Instagram
It honestly feels like that though.
Yeah.
Like I feel like at least it's we all have a lot of things in common, and the things that we have that are different really kind of like make us all stand out and interesting in our own way. Yeah.
I don't know if you want to. You can jump in whenever you want.
Oh, yeah. My story is way shorter than Connor's. I joined a year ago.
Oh,
actually,
okay.
It was last August. My name is Ollie Nash. I play the keys. I went to school at Marist College in Poughkeepsie. I just got a minor in music. I actually learned to play the bass then, but I've been playing keys since I was about 6 or 7. I kind of fell out of it after high school, played a little bit in college, but no major bands, really. I had a couple, like, little stints with some friends here and there, but, you know.
You've hit it now.
I hit it now. I just said enough is enough. I'm playing every day by myself. Let's just get out there. So I just made a post on a Boston Musicians Network page, and Mike Chandler, our guitarist, was the one to respond to my said post, and I came in for an audition with these guys, and
Shout out to Mike. He's kind of like, he's the glue and the tendrils that have kind of reached out into all of these areas to kind of find all of us and put us together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can give like a quick background story to how the band came together. If you'd like.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, Mike Chandler can't be here, unfortunately, but he was in a band. He put a band together before the pandemic called Rockwood, and they made some ground before the pandemic. And I joined them in 2020, and it was an awkward time to join a band. So it was a lot of Zoom meetings and masks things after
a lot of Zoom shows.
So we're making progress, but that's when I joined that band, and I was really frustrated, and I did the same thing Ollie did. I jumped on Craigslist and found a band because I had just been fired from the band I was in before because...
Can you imagine firing Nate?
No.
It was released.
No, they were like...
Honorably discharged.